Diary. It's been a big week on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Just like this.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un zoomed into the show and he got very angry.
We might be hearing from North Korea right now.
Hello. Okay. Do you want me to send rocket to you? I know where you
your
are.
Rockets got your rockets can't even reach me.
No, that's, maybe that is true a little bit, but I will send man with poisonous ring. You swipe wrong person on Tinder, you get poison ring. You die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You watch your mouth, fatty. You don't put no food in your mouth. You don't say no bad thing about Tim out your mouth. You take Tim's name out your f***ing mouth, bitch. Get that bad guy. I hate white people. That's death to America. You are dead. I kill you like those.
Oh. I think we've lost him.
We all know that Jackie doesn't like to fart or burp in front of others, but the other day she let one slip.
You know, Qualia. Oh my god, that was me. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I thought it was Pete. He was looking at you and I thought, don't get farming on there.
That was a bloke, sir. Run and have a roll there.
Do you know, I did that and didn't even realise.
That means you're comfortable. Welcome to your comfortable world.
Yeah, can we get a fart next?
No farts.
Speaking of letting one slip, Kyle let a few swear words slip in traffic this week.
I gave him a little toot and pointed, look, the whole road's blocked up, just drive in.
Yep.
And he gave me the finger.
Oh, my God.
And I got out, tapped on the guy's window, and he wouldn't put it down. And I said, you can either put the window down or kick my foot straight through it. Your choice.
Oh, he's pushed your buttons.
Anyway, the window goes down, and I said, mate, there's no need to be rude about it. And he went, I'm not being rude about it. And then I just immediately clicked straight back into lunatic mode.
Yeah.
And I said, do you want to go there?
Oh, no.
Let's go there. And then he said, you want to go an 80-year-old
man?
Oh,
he used the age card.
And I said, you might be 80, but you got the mouth of a 25-year-old cockhead.
Remember how Kyle told us he was bringing in a scooter last week?
Hey, darling, get an electric scooter to get from here down to the balcony quicker.
What? Yep. It takes like freaking 30 seconds.
No, not a push scooter like with your leg. You just hit the throttle and woof, we'll be whipping through the hallways.
Oh, nah, that sounds like a hazard to me. I'll walk. It takes me like literally 18 seconds. I'm not even sure why you want one.
Well, I'm going to get there in 3 seconds. I'm not waiting around to see how much. The clock.
Well, he brought it in and it didn't last long. The tyres went flat.
By the way, my scooter, the tyres have gone flat and then...
Do you think that's because it couldn't hold the weight?
No, I don't. I think it was because the tyres
weren't... Well, the tyres weren't flat this morning before
yes,
you got
were.
On.
They
no,
were.
They
yes,
weren't.
They were.
No.
They looked like they're not flat, but when I stood on it, they flattened out.
Yes,
no, Jackie, that's not how air works. That's not how air works.
Hey, guys, Jackie's looking for a man. And the other day, she had a missed connection.
When I was on the walk, I reckon I had a bit of a missed connection moment.
Really?
A guy, yeah, yeah. I was coming up the stairs, like, you know, there's stairs on this walk, by the way, right? And I was, as I reached the top of the stairs, he was coming towards me and we locked eyes and smiled at each other. Anyway, as I was walking, I thought, I'm just going to look back, right? And when I looked back, he
had
walked... No, he had walked to the top, back to the top of the stairs and he waited there and looked at me.
Tell me you love me.
Off air this week, I heard Jackie complaining about Mummy O.
And then when I went home and told Mum about the missed connection I had on the walk, right, I said, oh, this was a cute little thing that just happened. And she goes, what were you wearing? And I said, just my tracksuit pants and a T-shirt and my bucket hat. And she goes, she says, oh, it's a wonder he even stopped and looked at you. And I said, Mum, I said, maybe it was my energy he was picking up on, not like my...
Why would you bring that up? I can tell you
got beat energy. Jackie's really scared of cockroaches, but this week, her fears were put to the test. with snakes.
So we've got a coffin here. You're going to lay in there. Then we have a snake handler who's going to put a gigantic snake in the coffin.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Are you making that noise or is the snake making that noise?
No, I'm not making any noise. I'm talking.
Oh, God, I don't know. That noise. No. It's the tongue. Get me out of here.
But after it was over, she realised she wasn't that scared of a snake after all, because Kyle was making snake noises.
Oh, sorry, that was me. That wasn't even the snake.
Was that you? I would have lasted if it wasn't for that noise.
Oh, that freaked me out. That's just...
We all love Kyle being a dad, and I caught this conversation of Otto loving food off the air.
So Otto now, when he wants food, remember how he did the more, the sign language?
Yeah.
So now he comes up, hits it on the leg yesterday. And I was like, more what?
Yeah, he's telling you he's hungry, yeah. I love that his first communication with you is a food.
Yeah.
I want food.
Right now.
Feed me.
Priorities are straight.
Yeah, he's like, right, I need to... Yeah, I need to remember that because that means this and I'm wanting to let them... How frustrating for a child to not be able to say, I want food. Can you feed me, please? Yeah.
On that note, it's been a big week on the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Signed, Hint and Feed.
Y'all been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.